Hi, this is Josh Cribbs. You are watching Browns Insider.
Welcome back to Browns Insider Training Camp Edition. I am now joined by Special Teams Coordinator Chris Tabor. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you look at last week's game against the Lions. Just as a Special Teams Coordinator, how did your unit grade out?
Did well in some areas. There's other areas, obviously, we need to continue to improve on. But the first preseason game, you want to evaluate a lot of guys. And you want to be able to establish a good foundation for what you want to build on and go with. And I was pleased with our effort and where we're at. We just hopefully each day and in each week we continue to get better.
I know you were pleased with the win, but what does it mean to you as a coordinator being out there and your guys brought that victory home for us?
Well, that's what we're charged with doing. And, fortunately we did. We got that done. But you're only as good as your last game, so this next test we need to be even better.
Special teams is an area where young players can come and establish themselves on a team. And with that being said, who are some of the rookies that have jumped out to you over the course of training camp?
Oh, boy, there's been a whole host of them, you know. And really, it goes all the way back, after the draft and being able to work with guys in the spring and in OTAs and building upon those things. But the young linebackers have done an outstanding job. Our running backs are doing a nice job contributing. Tight ends, every position has done a really good job of contributing and kind of finding a niche and us finding a way to use those guys. So it's been we're continuing to get better, but we still have a ways to go, and we'll keep hammering it out.
And over the course of training camp, these practices and the preseason games, what do you evaluate? What do you look for?
Well, you're always looking for, number one, how guys play. And we always try to describe guys. Are they disrupting type guys? Are they playoff type players? What are they? And then you try to, after you define what they are, fit them into your scheme and play with them from there. But we're always looking for the guy that's always going to give us just a little bit extra, a guy that can play out in open space and can run and get off blocks and then at the end of the day be able to make plays.
Joshua Cribbs has pretty much cemented himself as one of the top returners here in the league, but we did get a chance to see the young rookie wide receiver Travis Benjamin return some punts and kickoffs as well as wide receiver Jordan Norwood. How important is it for these guys to get that experience?
Oh, it's invaluable. I mean, you got to build depth. As you're building starters in the preseason, you also want to build depth and get guys repetition and continue to develop and bring them along. Obviously, Cribbsy's has been a mainstay as a returner, but it was nice to be able to see Travis open up that kickoff return around the corner and utilize his speed. And then Jordan, who we used last year also, and he's always been very reliable and he always puts together a nice big return for us, which he did last week. So continue to build the depth is what we want to get done.
Now break this down for me. How do you block for a guy like Josh Cribbs versus a guy like Travis Benjamin? Because as you said, you see Travis Benjamin, he got to that edge and he used his speed. But how do you block versus those two guys?
Well, they're blocking for the return, really it's the guys that are carrying the ball that have to make the adjustments. And our guys are charged with up front of just, getting after it a little bit and playing with good fundamentals. We always talk about assignment, alignment, and technique. And if they can use those three things, they can play fast. And then the returner makes his adjustments off them.
And unfortunately, we lost punter Reggie Hodges last year due to an injury. But he's back. What have you seen from him this year?
Doing a great job. I think he's right back on track. Excited about where he's going and where he's going to be. And these preseason games, he's getting his legs right back underneath him. So he continues to get better each and every day, and we're looking for big things out of him.
And just overall, Coach, what are you looking for your unit to take the next step against the Green Bay Packers?
Well, we just got to continue to build off what we did last week. Like I said, you're only as good as your last game. So here comes our next test, we need to make a difference in the game. As Coach talks about, we don't want it to be a push. We want to be able to make something happen and do our jobs and be able to play fast and handle field position and those type of things. So we're looking to build on those things from last week, and hopefully we can get it done against the Packers.
Browns fans, unite with the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app and the new official iPad app. Both are available for a free download. The official mobile app and iPad app allow you to stay connected to your favorite team through news, team information, photos, and exclusive live video and audio streaming on the go. Unite! Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.